Welcome back. Jim Rome with you on this Thursday. A very busy day here in Southern California. And I mentioned earlier in the program, I'm a huge boxing guy. Always been a big boxing guy. Love boxing. Grew up with boxing. So I'm about MMA. I get that world. But to me, it's never been one or the other. I love boxing. And we are joined right now in studio by a four-division champion. He is currently the WBC lightweight champ. 38-0. 30 wins by knockout. Big fight coming up at Staples Center July 28th. It is on Showtime. Garcia v. Easter, Mikey Garcia joins me in studio. Mikey, it is so nice to see you. How are you?
Pleasure to have me here. You know, a pleasure to be here. Just appreciate everything. You know, everything's going well. I'm very excited for this upcoming fight. You know, so I hope, you know, everything goes well and people get a chance to come see me and enjoy the night.
I'd like to hear that. It's going to be a great fight. Really good showdown. So we're about a week out and you're going to fight Robert Easter. It's a unification bout at Staples. So what's it mean to not only get a chance to unify, but you get to do it back home?
It's great. Ever since I started, you know, boxing, you know, it's always a dream of a fighter to become champion and unify titles and all that. And now I get to do that and to bring that fight here in LA, you know, it's just means more. It's special because I haven't actually fought here in 7 years now.
Right.
I haven't had a fight here in LA in California in 7 years. So to bring a fight like this, you know, for my local fan base, for my people who support me, you know, get to see me live, it's just a special treat.
You know, Mikey, you talk about the fans who get to see you. I think you're different in the sense that you understand this. For instance, you understand that when fans come to see you fight, they've made a sacrifice. They've given up their time. They've given up their money. You know how hard it is to make money. You understand those things. What's it mean to you to know that they've made that commitment to you? And then how important is it for you to put on a show when they put their money out there like that?
Look, it's the most important thing for me. And the most emotional moment of any fight for me is when I walk out from my locker room into the arena. And the music starts going and the fans get up and start cheering you on, trying to reach over from the stands to shake your hand. It almost brings tears to my eyes sometimes. It's almost unbelievable to me that all these people are there to see me. They spend time, you know, or maybe got days off work or maybe they made a trip out of it. Whatever it is, you know, they did all that just to come see me for a few moments, for a few minutes. You know, that's incredible. And that's why I appreciate that so much. And that's why I owe it to them to be accessible, to be the fighter that they love, to be, you know, easygoing where I give them fans, my fans a picture, an autograph. You know, it doesn't take anything away from me. I owe it to them, you know, and if they're taking the time of their lives to see me, well, I owe it to them to deliver in the ring and give them a fight to remember.
WBC lightweight champion Mikey Garcia joins me in studio. Once again, that fight is July 28th on Showtime. Styles make fights. When you look at Easter, what concerns you the most about him in that matchup?
Well, Easter brings different tools. You know, he's actually very tall and has a longer reach, so he has height and reach advantages. I have experience. I have other fights that I've had against taller opponents. We made the right training. We made different strategies. We worked on different strategies with different sparring partners. My brother and my dad have helped me a lot in the development of my career. And with the experience that I've had and them together, my team, I think it's the best that I could ask for. I'm well prepared. I can maybe box on the outside, catch him reaching in. Maybe I have to put pressure and work the body. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to win. But the adjustments will have to be done inside of the ring on the 28th. You know, his height and reach are something that I need to, you know, be careful.
Mikey Garcia joins us. You mentioned your father and your brother. You know how it is in boxing, right? You've seen fathers and sons train and fight. It does not always go well. In fact, a lot of times it doesn't go well at all, yet you have your father and your brother working with you. What's that like?
No, it's actually a very good atmosphere, a very good relationship. They know me better than anybody. I know them. They understand what I'm capable of doing. They are observing me every day in the gym. My dad and my brother sometimes aren't quite on the same page. My brother wants me to box and be safe and be, you know, careful and be defensive. Well, my dad sometimes wants a little more out of me, a little more action, a little more aggressive. So I give them both a round or two apiece. That way they can all be happy. But overall, everything's very, very well, you know, placed for me.
I think it's amazing, right? I mean, they both have different viewpoints on this, and you try and make them both happy. I think fight fans who know your background, but a lot of people watching right now or listening do not. Let me go back a little bit. You were born in Oxnard.
Yes.
And your father, Eduardo, made a lot of sacrifices. A lot of sacrifices when he came from Mexico. He was raising six kids in a mobile home working long hours in the strawberry fields, which is absolutely backbreaking work.
Yes.
What have you learned from him about sacrifice and hard work?
Well, he, you know, he had a one-bedroom mobile home. I was actually born there still, so I was a seventh. You know, I still remember seeing him come home, you know, with the pants full in mud and red stains on the clothes from working the strawberry fields along with my mom. My mom was actually, I think, up to like 4 or 5 months pregnant, still working, you know, she was pregnant mm-hmm. with me. I mean, it's just, you know, struggle, you know, the sacrifices are there. But it's all with the, you know, mindset to be someone better in life. You know, that American dream, you know, they come as immigrant people from Mexico, from other, you know, cultures, other backgrounds. They don't even speak the language of, you know, they don't speak English. But they did all this, you know, to give us a better life, to give us another opportunity, you know, like my brothers, myself. And so what we've learned, or what I pick up the most, is that, you know, anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And he had a dream of being a champion trainer, boxing trainer, and he's accomplished that. And I'm giving him even more just because he showed me all that. He worked hard, so hard for so many years. Now it's my job to make sure that I fulfill his dreams.
Mikey Garcia joins us. I mean, it's amazing. He comes from Mexico, one-bedroom mobile home.
Yes.
Your brother Robert was a world champion.
Yes.
He's a legend in Oxnard. He's featured on a mural there. What was it like growing up as the brother of Robert Garcia?
That was actually pretty fun. Growing up, I was like in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and my friends would ask me for autographs and pictures, and you know, everybody knew me that.
His autograph or your autograph?
His autograph.
Okay, right.
You know, everybody knew that I was, you know, his brother, and some kids wouldn't really believe me. They'd be like, no, you're not. There's no way you can be brothers with Robert. You know, he's a champion. He's this, he's that. Well, yeah, you know, I'm his brother, and I'd bring pictures or whatever whenever they asked me. My great. Teachers would ask me for gloves or autographs, you know. So that was pretty cool. I actually got away with some of the classes by giving them autographs instead of coming break on some homework assignments.
You know it. You got to work it.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, that's really funny. In addition to training your brother, now your father also trained one of my favorites, man, Fernando Vargas,
yes.
Back in the day. Now, I love Fernando Vargas. I loved watching him fight, and you're probably too young, but he used to come on this program, dude. He is so funny. You know, Fernando, man, he's just got this it. He's
energy,
got this charisma.
Charisma.
He's got this energy about him. When he walks in the room, you know he's there.
Oh, you know.
And, dude, he hated Oscar De La Hoya. And the two of these guys would go back and forth, and Fernando used to just light him up on this show. I got to know, what was it like to be around Fernando Vargas back in the day?
You know, I grew up, like I said, maybe I was 10, 11, 12 years old when Fernando was at his peak. I went to a lot of his fights, most of his fights. That energy that you're talking about, that atmosphere, you know, he walks in the room, you just know he's there. You know, that presence is felt. And it was very cool. I mean, as a kid, I was always kind of in the background just watching and observing and just impressed with how the people just, you know, surrounded him. And everybody, you know, saw Fernando as this big, you know, star. And he was, you know, he earned it. He paid his dues. He had the talk, but also walked the walk, you know. So it was just great to see him, and I saw him also work hard. I saw him at the training camps. I spent a few training camps as a kid with him. He worked his ass off. He really worked hard. He put in all the hours in the gym. So that's why he earned, you know, his position, his place. But it was very fun to be in school and everybody talking about the big fights that he had, the Trinidad fight, the Corte fight, the De La Hoya fights.
Dude, and these are all legends, man. Trinidad, Corte, De La Hoya.
They were all in their prime. Legends and in their prime, and Fernando's taking on them, and he was so young. You know, it was so impressive what he was able to accomplish in such a short career and such young career. So I see all that, and it's like, you know, it's you got to tip your hat off, and we're still very close. He's actually coming here on Saturday. He's got a fighter fighting. Wesley Diana will be fighting also on the undercard, and he's training that kid.
You tell him I said what's up. And the other thing that he once said, and I believe this, you know, guys say this. I think you guys are such a different breed anyway. If you step between the ropes, you're a different cat, period, no matter who you are. But he was one of those guys who's like, man, I'd be willing to die before I lost that
yes.
fight. And when he'd say things like that, he had that kind of pride.
Yes.
Before I let you go, you won your last fight in March. You became just the third fighter in history to win a title at 126, 130, 135, and 140. The other two guys to do that, Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez. Last month, George Foreman tweeted, quote, Mikey Garcia is my favorite boxer today. So what's it mean to hear your name mentioned with guys like Pacquiao and Marquez and to get that kind of love from George Foreman, who would normally not do something like that?
Look, it's like I said, it's unbelievable. And it's almost something that it's so incredible that my name gets to be mentioned along those names, Pacquiao, Marquez. And when I hear George Foreman tweet that, it's just so special. Like I said, it's unbelievable. I can't explain the feeling. I never imagined myself being where I'm at. And to be here, and it's still so new, it's still like, you know, something that was never a dream, you know, that I could reach. And now I'm here. It's just, you know, it just overfills you with joy. And I mean, I've seen George Foreman, you know, great, you know, history with the fights with, you know, Ali, and just a legend in its own. And he appreciates me, and he watches me, and he knows who I am. It's like,
you're his favorite fighter right now.
Wow. That's just, you know, mind blowing.
Four division champion, however, the WBC lightweight champion. He's unbeaten, 38-0, 30 by knockout, and this is a big, big fight. It's July 28th. It's on Showtime. It's at Staples Center here in Los Angeles. It is a unification bout, Garcia v. Easter. Mikey, you crushed that. Really nice to meet you. Great to have you on the program, and good luck to you, man. I'll be watching for sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the love and support.
Really good to see you. Great job. Mikey Garcia here in studio. If you want to respond to it, you go right ahead. You know where to find me on the phone. You know where to find me on Twitter. And that's a big fight. Again, that's on Showtime. It's July 28th. He's fighting for the first time at home in 7 years, July 28th.